laughing, "Excuse me, but everything seems a joke." "Doctor, that's all right. You will have to travel by thinking. SP. Not by my legs. Will I not need my legs anymore? I haven't any, you know I'm only half a man." "Doctor, just think yourself with your mother, and you will be there." SP. "Think myself with my mother, and I will be there? I am going now. But you folks are so jolly that I think I'll come again someday. You don't mind if I come, do you? By the way, will you please tell that boy I feel sorry if I did him mischief? Doctor, will you try to help him? You can." SP. "I can? How?" "Doctor, by impressing him to return home. Your mother will explain to you." SP. "My mother says I should thank you for finding me. But she found her son in a woman. She did not recognize me in a woman, but we have to take things as they come. Now I will go, good night." The day after this, the attitude of C.B. changed entirely. He then wrote to his parents urging them to do everything possible to secure his release, as he wanted to come home and continue his work. He added that he could not understand why he had enlisted, and that he seemed to have been in a daze. Since the young man had enlisted as being of age, while in reality only 17, he was, after many difficulties and delays, released from service, and he returned to his home, once more his normal self. Chapter 9. Psychic invalidism. Spirits who are ignorant of having lost their physical bodies often hold firmly in mind the thought of their former physical condition and continue to suffer pain. This error of the mortal mind persists until an understanding of transition and spiritual laws is reached, when freedom from ideas of physical imitations is attained. 114 Origin of Mrs. Eddy's Mortal Mind Teaching, see Chap. 1, page 372. Spirit, Mrs. Eddy. 2 See Chap. 6, page 128. Spirit, Harry Hayward, patient Mrs. McCaff. 206 When spirits who are under this delusion of suffering and disease come into the auras of mortals, their condition is conveyed to the sensitives, and chronic lassitude, pseudo-illness and psychic invalidism result. These sensitives endure all the pain of the spirit's former physical condition, and ordinary methods of treatment fail to cure, for the only permanent relief is found through the dislodgement of the ignorant entities. While we were in Chicago, a friend of ours, Miss F. W., a companion to Mrs. McCaw, a too prominent modist in the city, asked us to concentrate for Mrs. McCaw, who was a chronic invalid. The latter had been ordered by her physicians to take a rest cure and could not be induced to get up again. She was suffering intense pains in the head and was subject to many changeable moods. Miss F. W. and Mrs. McCaw's masseurs were present during the following occurrence. Experience, April 2, 1908. Spirit, Grace Brusted. Patient, Mrs. MCA Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit at first spoke with great difficulty, complained of being very sick and was unable to sit up. She insisted that she was too sick to be up and wished to go to bed. When asked whether she knew anyone in the room, she at once recognized Mrs. McCaw's masseurs and demanded that she take her to bed immediately, wait upon her and draw down the shades, as the light was too strong for a sick person. She gave her name as Grace Brusted, of Boston, said she was a universalist, and that the year was 1898. She had been sick for a long time and felt as if she were two persons, at times herself and at other times another person. She was often called Mrs. McCaw, but was tired of answering to that name, as she did not like Mrs. McCaw. Recently she had had to do entirely too much work, having had to give orders to the sewing girls. Furthermore, Miss F. W. would have to do things in her way or be discharged. The spirit repeated again that she was tired of living a double life, that she could not understand it and was more than ready to die. The way of progression was then explained, and the spirit's grandmother and mother appeared to her, saying that she had always been a spoiled child, but would now have to learn to serve others. Miss F. W. and the masseurs said that Mrs. McCaw had been acting in the same manner as this spirit, even using the identical language, and they later reported that on the following morning Mrs. MCA was in a very genial mood, remarking that it was the first time for many months that she had wakened without a headache. After this she improved rapidly, left her bed and resumed her usual activities. For over a period of 6 years, a friend of ours, an elderly gentleman, 84 years old, was afflicted with unaccountable pains in the back of the neck and a peculiar dizziness and vertigo which came upon him with increasing frequency. When seized with these attacks he felt that walls and buildings would fall and crush him. An extreme nausea accompanied these sensations, and if seated, he would fall forward with his head below his knees and for some time would be unable to straighten himself without help. Unable to find any physical cause for his distress, the possibility of spirit interference was suggested, and we concentrated for him at our psychic circle. A spirit then controlled Mrs. Wickland and fell forward with head between the knees. We labored with the entity for some time until he was finally able to tell us that his name was Jack Finch, that he was about 65 years old and had been an inmate of an institution near Madison, Wisconsin. He said that when he was quite small someone, probably his sister, had been carrying him and had dropped him to the floor and that this fall had broken his back and left him helpless. As he grew older he became a great care, his mother neglected him and he was finally placed in an institution. He remembered he had been in a cyclone at one time and that something had struck him on the back of the neck, adding still further to his misery. He had always been in great pain, and his broken back and injured neck produced dizzy spells which would cause him to double over and remain in a cramped position until aid was given. When this dizziness came upon him he would feel as if he were sliding off a roof, or as if the walls were crushing him. Again, he often felt as if the bed would fall on him and as if everything were spinning around. He said that because of his helpless condition no one had ever cared for him, with the single exception of a nurse by the name of Anastina, who had been very kind to him at the institution and had always fed him. But everything is changed now. Sometimes I feel like a small man, and sometimes like a woman, or like a big man. Sensations experienced when influencing different mortals. When the spirit was brought to a realization that he had lost his mortal body and could no longer have any physical pain, he asked, "If I have lost my body, and if I am dead, then why haven't I seen God? Where is he?" This led to an explanation of the true nature of God, his manifestation in all things, and the existence of the spirit world. Being told to look about to see whether someone was present whom he had known on earth, he said, "Why? There is my mother. She wants me to go with her to her home. She says she will take care of me now. She says I never knew what real life was on account of my crippled body, but that I will commence to really live from now on." While speaking, he saw in the distance another spirit coming toward him, and he exclaimed with great joy, "It is Anastina. Can I go with her, too?" Assured that he could go with his mother and friend, that he would be well cared for, and would begin a life of happiness, he said fervently, "God bless you," and was then taken away. The next day the friend who had suffered from the vertigo attacks found himself free from the ailment and said he had so much surplus energy that he felt he must be 48, instead of 84. Nor was he ever subject to any recurrence of his former trouble. Mr. Z, from the neighboring town of Burbank, who had suffered for 25 years from sleeplessness and an intense nausea without having been able to obtain relief, was brought to us by a physician, who suspected obsession in the case. During the consultation Mrs. Wickland saw the spirit of a man standing behind the patient, and when she described this spirit, the patient recognized an old friend who had passed out a number of years before. After an electrical treatment had been given to the patient, this spirit left him, and taking control of Mrs. Wickland, spoke to his friend, recalling incidents of their former acquaintanceship. Mr. Z had at one time been engaged to the daughter of this spirit, but for religious reasons the engagement had been broken. The two men had, however, continued friendly relations, and when the father found himself in financial straits, Mr. Z had aided him in a business way. When the father later died of cancer of the stomach, he was attracted to Mr. Z. Because of his regard for him, becoming enclosed in his aura, he was unable to free himself and had remained with him for 25 years, conveying to his mortal friend the symptoms of the disease from which he had suffered while in earth life. After receiving an explanation of the laws of the higher life, he left repentantly, and Mr. Z. was no longer troubled with the Norsa condition. An unusual type of psychic invalidism, due to spirit influence, was the case of Mrs. G., who had for many years suffered intensely from a peculiar spinal affliction, which baffled all skill of physicians. After Mrs. G. had been under our care for some time, a spirit who had died of a broken back and neck was removed and controlled Mrs. Wickland. The guiding intelligences explained that he had drifted into the aura of the patient when she was a child and had become enmeshed in her nervous system, thus transferring to his victim the physical condition under which he had died, and which he still believed himself to be suffering from. With the removal of the spirit, the patient was promptly relieved and suffered no more pain in the back. Experience, July 4, 1923. Spirit, James Hoxon. Patient, Mrs. G. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The controlling spirit seemed to be paralyzed, with head hanging toward the shoulder. At first unable to speak, he pointed to the neck, and moaned continually as if in great pain. At these indications, both Mr. and Mrs. G., who were in the circle, became intensely interested. Doctor. Overcome your old habits, friend, forget your pain. Manipulating hands and arms, see, your arms are not stiff now. Straighten up, you are not paralyzed. We are going to help you. Understand that you have lost your old body. You are a spirit and must not hover around the earth plane causing trouble. Talk, and tell us who you are. Where did you come from? Spirit O. Making frantic efforts to reach Mrs. G., stretching forth both hands to her imploringly. Mrs. G. No, you cannot come back here. I do not want you. S.P. O. Beginning to cry, and making another effort to reach Mrs. G. Doctor, you cannot be selfish any longer. You must listen to intelligent spirits who will help you. You can only find happiness by forgetting your present condition. Intelligent spirits will take you to the spirit world. Moaning and crying will not help you. Mrs. G. The gentleman who is speaking to you is a doctor and he will help you. Doctor tried to talk. S.P. I don't want any more fire. Electric treatments given patient. Doctor, you surely will have more, if you stay around here. S.P. I don't want any more. Struggling, oh, that fire. Doctor, listen to me. Something must have happened to you a long time ago. Can you remember what occurred? Mrs. G. Answer the doctor. Doctor, understand your true condition. You died probably a long time ago. S.P. Oh. My back. Doctor, what is the matter with your back? S.P. It's broken. Doctor, what happened to you? S.P. I fell off a horse. Doctor, where did you live? S.P. I can't tell just now. I thought I was dead in a way, but I don't feel like dying now. My back and head and neck are all gone to pieces. My head is going off my spine. The patient had continually suffered from a sensation of the head being dislocated from the spine. Doctor, when did the accident happen? S.P. I don't know. I struck right here. Left side of neck. Doctor, forget that condition. You do not need to have that sensation now. This body, which you are controlling, is all right. Do you know you are invisible to us? S.P. I don't want any more fire. It strikes my neck too hard. Doctor, that was necessary to get you out. Why did you influence that lady and bother her? S.P. My neck, and my head. They ache so I can't stand it any longer. Doctor, how long have you been troubled this way? S.P. Many years, a long, long time. Mrs. G. Were you grown up, or little, when you fell off the horse? Are you a boy or a girl? SP. I am a boy. I broke my neck a long time ago, but it hurts yet. Mrs. G. Where did this happen? Was it in California? SP. No, far, far away. I don't know where. Doctor, think back and your memory will return. Mr. G. Was it Illinois, or Iowa? SP. I have been asleep and you'll have to wait a minute. My head aches so, and my neck. My neck is broken. My head has gone from my spine. Mr. G. You no longer have a physical head. SP. But the fire gets on top of it. Mrs. G. That is good for you. It will help you. SP. It's fire, fire. Mrs. G. Your neck does not hurt you at all now. SP. It does. Doctor, no, it does not. SP. I got paralyzed. My spine. I can't move, and, oh, my neck. I can't move. My neck is broken. Doctor, can't you understand that your broken neck went to the grave? Your physical body is gone. This body is all right, but you will use it for only a little while. SP. You don't know how everything hurts. Doctor, because you hold that idea in your mind. How could your body hurt you now when it is in the grave? SP. How do you know it is? Doctor, this is not your body. SP. How do you know my body is in the grave? Doctor, because you yourself are here. This body you are talking through is not yours. SP. How do you know? Doctor, you do not want to understand. You are a selfish spirit. You know that is true. SP. I have been to church and I know about Jesus Christ. Mrs. G. To what church did you go? SP. To the Mennonite church. Mrs. G. Had grown up among the Mennonites, Mrs. G. Where was that? SP. In Kansas, a long time ago. Mrs. G. Had lived in Kansas for some years. Mr. G. In what town? SP. N. Mr. G. What is your name? SP. I lost it. My neck is so bad. Mr. G. Did you live in town? SP. No, on a farm about a mile north of the college. Mr. G. What is your name? SP. I had a name, but it is such a long time since I heard it. Mr. G. How did you happen to fall from the horse? SP. We were going up the hill and my horse got scared of some rabbits. Then he went off quick. I did not get hold of the reins quick enough. Mr. G. You were not a good rider. SP. I had no saddle. How could I stick on? Mr. G. Evidently it was not a gentleman's saddle horse. SP. I was only a hired man. Mr. G. How old were you? SP. I was about 16 or 17, I think. Mr. G. What did your mother call you? SP. I don't know. Doctor, did she call you Mabel? SP. They never call a boy that. My shoulder and back are broken. My neck has been broken for years and years. Doctor, will you understand that you have lost your body? What is your name? SP. My name is James. Doctor, was that all they called you? Is this your hand? Indicating hand of the psychic. SP. No, Jimmy never had a ring. Doctor, you are using this hand temporarily, it does not belong to you. It belongs to my wife. SP. I have seen that my hands have been small for a long time. My name is James Hoxon. Doctor, you may have lost your body after that accident. SP. My head will drop off. Doctor, then we will have to pick it up. You are an ignorant spirit, and have been bothering that lady. SP. What is a spirit? Doctor, that is what I am talking to. SP. This is James. Doctor, I see my wife when I look at this body. Ask any of these people whose body you are speaking through. SP. Then I belong to someone else. Doctor, to whom? SP. Stretching his arms toward Mrs. G, I want to come back to you. I like you. Mrs. G. You will never come back to me anymore. You will have to go to the spirit world. S.P. Where is that? Doctor, it is the invisible world around the earth plane. S.P. Affectedly, I want to see Jesus Christ. Doctor, why do you whine? S.P. That is my way to talk. Will you cure my neck? Doctor, yes, by making you understand your true condition. As an ignorant spirit you have been bothering a lady. By using the fire, as you call it, we drove you away. You are temporarily controlling my wife's body. You have lost your physical body, and you must obtain understanding of the invisible side of life, where you are now. Mr. G. Do you know my name? Did you know anyone by the name of G? S.P. They lived far away. Mr. G. Did you know anybody by the name of K? Mrs. G. Doctor's maiden name. S.P. They were in another town. Mr. G. Were you born in the place where you had the accident? S.P. I was born far out in the country. Mrs. G. What year do you think it is? S.P. I don't know. Doctor, who is the president? S.P. I never read very much about things. I lived on a farm and did the chores. That was long ago. For a while there has been so much fire. Doctor, I gave you that fire. It is electricity. S.P. I saw fire. It is not electricity. You hold electricity in your hand, and it jerks. Doctor, I caused that fire. S.P. You. Shame on you. Shame on you. You. To do that to an innocent little fellow like me. Shame on you. Doctor, you have been bothering that lady for a long time, and she could not live her own free life. I put the fire on you, and you left. Look around and you will see intelligent spirits here who will help you. S.P. There's a lot of people here. Suddenly becoming greatly excited and beginning to cry, Mother. Oh. Oh, Mother. Doctor, she has come to help you. S.P. Oh, Mother, why did you die? I was only a little boy, and when you died everything was broken up and I had to earn my own living. Doctor, what does your mother say? S.P. She says, Oh, Jimmy, where have you been? She has been looking for me but could not find me. Doctor, that is because you have been with that lady, making a great deal of trouble. Now you can go with your mother. S.P. It's a long time since I saw my mother. Doctor, it is 1923 now. S.P. No. Doctor, it is the 4th of July, 1923, and you are in Los Angeles, California. S.P. It must be 1893. Doctor, that was 30 years ago. S.P. But I was living in 1896. After the accident I was crippled for years. The last I remember it was 1896. Doctor, that was 27 year ago. S.P. How can all those years be gone? Have I been sleeping? Doctor, only partially. You have been bothering people. S.P. I have. Been kept shut up for years and years. In aura of patient, I thought I was going to die once, but after I had been shut up for a while, I felt different. I had ladies' clothes on and I felt like a woman, but my neck bothered me so, and my head was like it came off my spine. Doctor, you got into that lady's magnetic aura and bothered her. When you lost your body you still had the idea that your neck was broken, but your body went to the grave. S.P. But I had a neck that always hurt. Doctor, you held the idea in your mind that you still had a broken neck. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your mind was on your broken neck, and you did not realize that a change had occurred. This body, which belongs to my wife, has no broken neck. S.P. Your wife? Where is she? Doctor, sleeping. Look at your feet, they are not really yours. S.P. Am I a woman? Doctor, only temporarily. Now you must go with your mother. S.P. Mother, will you take me with you? Doctor, what does she say? S.P. She says, yes, but I must ask that lady to forgive me. But I could not help it. I could not get out. I was shut up such a long time, and I'm tired. Now I will go with my mother. Oh, mother, come and take me. I will be a good boy. Doctor, now you will find understanding. S.P. I feel I am dying. My head is off again. Doctor, that is only a temporary sensation. When you leave, you may feel as if you were dying, but that is only because you are losing control. You could not die if you tried. Nobody ever really dies. Spirit never dies. S.P. Will I have a better body? Doctor, yes. Now forget your broken neck and your pain. S.P. I am going with my mother. Please forgive me, lady. Mrs. G. That's all right, James. Forget the past. Doctor, intelligent spirits will help you and will teach you wonderful things. Think yourself with your mother and with the mercy band of spirits. Goodbye. S.P. Goodbye. In the summer of 1923, a gentleman, Mr. I, consulted us about his wife, who for 9 months had been confined to her bed suffering from intense pain in the head, diagnosed by others as due to brain tumor, and from a seemingly paralyzed condition of one arm, which was helpless. We made several calls at the home of the invalid, giving electrical treatments which strengthened the patient, but Mrs. Wickland clairvoyantly saw the spirit of a man with a ghastly head wound and a woman with a crippled arm hovering about at our next concentration circle. The spirit of this man controlled Mrs. Wickland, and we learned that in life he had been a house painter who had fallen from a scaffold, and, as he said, split open his head. He did not know that he had died and declared that he was suffering from agonizing pains in the head, but that lately he had a very comfortable bed to rest in. Convinced of his true condition, he was taken away, and from that time Mrs. I had no further pain in the head. She still remained in bed, however, feeling weak and suffering with the paralyzed arm. After another treatment, we returned to our home, inviting Mr. I to attend our concentration circle that evening. When he came, he said that after our departure his wife felt so much better that she had risen, and for the first time in 9 months, spent the day out of bed. The events of the evening, therefore, were of great interest to the gentleman, as the controlling spirit complained of pains corresponding exactly with those endured by his wife. Experience, July 17, 1923. Spirit, Mrs. Lizzie Davidson. Patient, Mrs. I. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit held one arm pressed tightly to the body, moaning incessantly. Doctor, good evening. Have we someone here who is sick? Is this one who has passed out with some sickness, and still holds the trouble in his mind? What is the matter? Spirit, groaning, my arm. Oh, my arm. Doctor, what is the matter with it? S.P. It hurts me. Doctor, what happened to it? S.P. Where's my bed? I'm sick. Doctor, are you sleepy? S.P. I'm sick in bed. I ought to be in bed. Doctor, haven't you been in bed long enough? S.P. I'm awfully sick. Doctor, how many years have you been sick? S.P. A long, long time. Doctor, how long is it since you died? S.P. Died? I'm sick, I said. I am not dead, I said sick. You do not know about me. I am so sick. Doctor, I realize that you are sick in your mind. Otherwise you are not sick. S.P. Oh. Oh. I'm a very sick woman. Don't touch me. My arm. My arm. Doctor, was it hurt? S.P. Why did you take me away when I was so comfortable in bed? Oh, that nice, comfortable bed. To Mr. I, he, Dr. W, took me away just when I was going to lie down and sleep. Mr. I am very glad to see you here. S.P. He took me along with him, and I wanted to sleep. I am a very sick woman. Doctor, we are going to cure your arm. S.P. Oh, I want to be in that bed. It's so nice and comfortable. It's such a nice bed, and there is such a nice gentleman to wait on me. Doctor, you will never be in that bed again. S.P. I am a very sick woman. You had better call a doctor. Mr. G. That gentleman is a doctor. Doctor, how long have you been sick? S.P.